Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. iowacomputerrepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Friday afternoon, our last segment of the week, and we get to turn our attention to Jeff Pitts from CityView. He is our lifestyle correspondent, ladies and gentlemen. This is the guy that's in the know of all the stuff that's going on in the greater Des Moines metro, because he is with CityView. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Hey, what's happening?
It's a buildup, baby.
That is a buildup.
Yeah, see, we got.
That's the hype.
That's the power, babe. You're up. Yeah. I mean, we missed you last week. Katie was in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've been. She did a great job.
Shane and everybody got you working OT?
No, I had some. Had some a funeral bad. To go
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yep, yep,
right.
Yep. So.
So.
Got that taken care of.
Very nice.
Yes. Back in action.
All right.
Feels good to be back.
I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Funerals are no fun.
Right.
All right, so we're going to be planning out what's going on this weekend. Tonight, Friday night.
Friday night, state's capital.
Huh?
It's the state's capital.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
That's what my dad used to say every Friday night. It's Friday night in the state's capital.
Oh, got it.
That pumped us up.
Are we pumped this weekend?
I'm pumped. Well, all right, so it's not this weekend, but this coming week, Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
You ready?
Well, you're a newlywed, so to speak.
Yep.
So you got this all done probably by now.
No.
What?
It's not really my forte.
Okay.
It's not my strong point, is not things like that.
Okay.
So I'm still worried. It's work. You got any advice?
You just get lots of things early and often.
So it's too late. So I'm already.
Well, you got till Wednesday, man.
Right.
Yeah, don't be in the card aisle, though, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday going, okay, looking over the picked over stuff. Do not do that. I've learned from experience. But do something.
You are wise.
Otherwise, it will.
Won't. No matter what they say.
No, just not good. None of this is good.
Okay, tonight. Antique Spectacular Vintage Market at the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
All right.
Yep. The antique show is packed to the brim with a wonderful selection of fine antiques, vintage collectibles, select antique dealers with unique merchandise from around the world.
Mm.
Hunters of vintage will have an opportunity all weekend to shop the wide range of antiques, furniture, art, pottery, stoneware, books, prints, primitives, jewelry, silver. I could go on.
On and on.
On and on.
When does this start?
Whew. It's already started.
Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Yeah, it started at 4, runs till 9. It also goes tomorrow, Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 4.
A weekend festivity of antiques
Dare I say, antique extravaganza.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Dare you say that.
Sounds good.
It does.
I'm thinking about stopping down there and see if they have any books.
And if I go, it'll really be an antique show. I could just stand there and go, see, look at me. All right. Very nice. Antiques at the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm. And if old and stodgy isn't your thing, comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Kathleen Madigan and Hoyt Sherman. Madigan was reared in a large Midwestern Catholic family. She relates her humorous life experiences in her emerging stand-up routine. Madigan is a familiar presence on the late-night talk show circuit and Sirius XM radio. She has numerous CDs and stand-up specials.
I thought that name sounded familiar,
Hoyt Sherman tonight.
Hoyt Sherman tonight?
Yep.
All right, go see Ms. Madigan.
Sounds interesting.
You know, that's really interesting. There was what's her first name?
Kathleen.
You know, there's a Lisa Madigan.
Hmm.
Lisa Madigan.
I've heard that name.
Yes, you have. You know why?
Huh.
I believe she was the attorney general for the state of Illinois. Ran for governor, something like that.
Hmm.
Big name in Illinois, Madigan.
Big name.
Oh, big name.
Big
name.
Yeah. Huh. I wonder if they're related.
Mm-hmm.
Midwestern, Kathleen.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Okay. Tonight and tomorrow. Celebrate the Winter Olympics in downtown Des Moines.
Really?
Well, not actually Winter Olympics. We can celebrate that. You just can't. With an opening ceremonies watch party featuring food trucks, former Olympians, and more. Friday and Saturday at Brenton Skating Plaza. The Winter Games is an exciting celebration of outdoor winter recreation. This event brings in spectacular fireworks, live music, live music, a winter sports playground, various demonstrations, food trucks, and of course, warm or cool beverages, and along with ice skating.
At Brenton Skating Rink.
Yep.
Downtown. Des Moines
Curling Club's going to be on site.
All right, curling.
Yeah.
I love curling. I want to be the broomer.
Me too. Yeah. I'll be the shooter.
You be the shooter?
Yeah.
I'll be the broomer.
It actually sounds pretty cool. There's a lot going on there. Curling club. There's going to be an Olympian named Jean Racine Prom. And
nice.
There'll be too many prizes. Prizes for the most patriotic attire.
Oh.
You have any patriotic attire?
I don't think so.
You ever seen Rocky IV?
Yeah.
Where Apollo comes in and he's like, living in America. Yeah. He wears those red, white, and blue flag shorts.
I don't have any shorts like that.
Me neither, but I'd like some. Lots of stuff's good. What's your favorite Olympic moment? You have one?
Anything that very attractive blonde lady does on the ski slopes. What's her name? I can't remember
that used to date Tiger?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's still at it?
I think.
I'm out of the loop on Olympic sports.
I am too. But anyway, there's a very attractive young woman who is a downhill racer.
Mm-hmm.
Had some really significant issues with some accidents earlier on.
Hmm.
And she's come back. But anyway, she's pretty cool.
Hmm.
And, of course, the skateboarding. Not snowboarding. That's kind of fun.
Snowboarding. You ever been snowboarding?
No. Me? Come on. hockey also. Yeah. NHL hockey is not – hockey players are not taking part, I understand, this year in the Olympics. So, yeah.
So
Miracle on Ice, that was a big thing back in the day.
Do you remember where you were when it happened? Were you watching, or was it like something later? That
I don't know.
Like,
I can't remember.
Yeah.
We're beating the Russians, man.
Mm-hmm.
Those Ruskies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the party is at Brenton.
Brenton Skating Plaza, downtown, East Village. Yep. Should be fun. Fireworks.
Nothing like fire and ice.
Are fireworks legal this time of year?
And if the city's doing it I'm sure that it is.
I'm sure they have a permit or whatever. But
of course.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want to do.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, not so much, but they can do anything they want to do.
Okay. The Des Moines Comic Book Convention is going to be held Saturday. Tomorrow, Adventureland Inn in Altoona, 10 to 4. Admission's free. Comics from real old to present day will be available, along with a variety of related collectibles.
I really wish that I had saved my comic books when I was a kid.
Were you into them?
Oh, yeah, but I was like into Superman.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean the old school Superman stuff.
Uh-huh.
I wish I had saved some of that.
No, oh, well.
Well.
Yeah, me too. All right, get your popcorn ready, Michael.
What's going on?
Saturday. Tomorrow, at the Forest Avenue Library, Black History Month film series, Chadwick Boseman stars in this film about a young Thurgood Marshall, first African-American Supreme Court justice, as he battles through one of his career-defining causes. Popcorn will be provided while supplies last.
There you go. Thurgood Marshall, popcorn.
February, Saturday,
yep.
February 10th, 2 o'clock, Forest Avenue Library.
Nice.
Should be cool. And then,
you know, it's also Black History Month,
mm-hmm,
too.
Yep.
February. And this would be in keeping with that. But yeah, that would be really neat to see.
Yeah, they're running Marshall tomorrow and then a movie called Loving.
Oh, sure.
February 24th. And then
that
Selma.
That is powerful.
Is it?
Selma? They're going to show that too?
Selma will be February 26th.
Ooh.
Yep.
You know, Loving is about a couple. You know,
uh-huh,
the story.
Uh-uh.
No, it's about an interracial couple,
mm-hmm,
that got married, and they, you know, it was like, you can't do this.
Right.
That was, of course, crazy times, even crazier than they are today. But
uh-huh.
And then the other movie is what? I'm sorry.
Selma.
Wow, mm-hmm, that's about the march during Dr. King's period.
Yep.
Good stuff. And this is all at the Franklin Library.
Yep.
Go, people, go.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Should be good. Also Saturday, Des Moines Social Club's Galentine's Day. It's the best day of the year. A day to celebrate your love and friendship with your best gals by laughing at the best comedians around.
Oh, this is with women.
Mm-hmm.
Only, yeah, okay. I was. You
know. I knew you'd want to know about it.
Well, yeah. That was about a gallon of beer, but no, it's it's the other gallon. Yeah, I got it. Oh, gallon days. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so yeah, having it all can be tough, but not for the 4th annual Galentine's Day at the Des Moines Social Club. It's packed lineup with the yearly ladies' comedy night out. Hmm. Oh, I messed that up.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah. But we get it, it's a social club, and yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, Come and Go Theater,
Are you going? No, you can't. You're not one of the gals.
Yeah, I don't know if they ID or how they enforce that.
Well, you walk in, they go, "You're not allowed, man. You're a guy."
Did you have a favorite cartoon growing up, or now?
A cartoon?
Cartoon.
Like in the newspaper or on TV?
On TV.
I was a big fan of Popeye back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I liked Popeye too. I forgot about Popeye.
Popeye, yeah. And Wimpy. Uh-huh. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger for today.
Do you remember the theme song?
I do not.
I don't either. I think I'd know it if I heard it. But anyway.
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Popeye the Sailor Man.
That's right. That's
he
right.
Lives, no, that's,
lives that's in a garbage can. Yeah, is that the real one? Or
no,
is that...
that's a bad one.
Okay.
Yes. Anyways, yeah, that's it.
So, I only mention it because at the Temple Theater, Sunday, February 11th, the Queen's Cartoonist is a jazz band. They specialize in making audiences juke to the music of assorted cartoon theme songs.
Oh.
Running the gamut from lightning fast swing arrangements to synced video projections, vocal numbers, and comedy. Warner Brothers cartoons, Disney films, cult cartoons, classics, even modern animation.
Got it.
That sounds kind of cool. I'll bet that is cool. Okay, next week.
Yes, sir.
Defending the Caveman. It's also the Temple Theater. Defending the Caveman holds... So we had the one for the girls. I guess this is also for the girls, or maybe for the guys. I don't know. Defending the Caveman holds the record as the longest-running solo play in Broadway history. That's kind of... That's a big...
Wow.
Big statement. I guess solo play. I don't know how many of those there are.
Must be like one person?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so just one man.
All right.
Yep. Caveman is also now a worldwide rock solid tour de force.
Ooh,
that has won the hearts of millions.
And it's coming here?
It's been seen in 45 countries.
And it's coming to Des Moines.
And it's coming here, downtown.
Wow, tour de force right here in the city.
Just one block over the Temple Theater.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. 18 different languages it's been translated in. Hmm.
Wow.
Anyway, hilarious insight into the ways men and women relate to one another. The caveman will have both sexes roaring with laughter and recognition.
Roaring.
Affectionate nudging between audience members occurs during the performance as they recognize themselves in the stories being told on stage.
Nice. All right. Caveman.
Yep. Okay, how about this one? This is a good one. High school wrestling tournament. Wells Fargo Arena.
Again.
Thursday, February 15th, it starts.
Boy, there are going to be so many out-of-county cars and trucks here.
Yep.
Yeah, boy.
They take over. It's fun.
It is.
It's a good time for them. They take over downtown, that's for sure. If you enjoy good old-fashioned Iowa wrestling, there's nothing better than the state's three-day folk-style free-for-all at the Well in downtown Des Moines. Good luck, wrestlers, and when it's all said and done, dig in and bon appetit.
Come to the capital city and spend your money and have a great time. We love it.
We love it. Yeah, so
wrestling.
That should be fun. Wrestling.
Wrestling.
I actually put wrestling in this, but then I edited it out.
You did?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't think it reads right. It reads like a typo.
Oh. That's true.
But on the radio, I could have pulled it off.
You can say wrestling.
Wrestling. Also going on, just various other stuff. You and I, and Drake hosts You and I, February Saturday, 3:00. San Antonio Rampage against the
Iowa Wild.
Yep. And
when is all this? Next.
The
week?
Rampage is February 12th. Yep.
Okay.
So that'd be Monday.
Monday.
Yeah. And have you gotten out to the ice?
They're still winning. Wow,
they're still winning. They're having their best year.
I know. I'm telling you.
You know where I went yesterday? Lose. Yeah, I'm writing. I'll be writing a story on the Des Moines Bucks next month. And so I was down there. Yeah, I forgot about the Bucks. I used to spend a lot of time down the ice arena. And anyway, it's a neat place.
The Bucks Arena,
mm-hmm.
which is over on Hickman.
Yep.
In Urbandale.
Madhouse on Hickman.
It is. Yeah, it's. One of the things that concerns me about that arena is if you look at the HVAC system, all of the metal that's around there up on top, and look at the dents, that's from flying hockey pucks.
Yep.
You really have to be paying attention.
There's a sign as you walk in that says, watch out for flying pucks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You really have to pay attention.
Well, that's the point.
I know, but there's a lot of folks that don't, and they're looking away and go, wah.
Does it hurt to get hit in the head?
Oh, it does. I know somebody that got hit in the just above the eye with one 2 years ago.
What about with flying octopi?
That's in Detroit. We just throw bread on the yeah. Here. That's another story.
Another story.
All right, stuff going on, right?
Stuff's going on.
Jeff Bitz, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Lifestyle correspondent.
Man of the
myth. That's a man of the moment. All right, we're going to have to back on out of here. It's coming up on 6 o'clock for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. Jimmy Olsen is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Patrick Wood, well, he happens to be the brand manager for the radio station. Mary Sayer, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Jeff Delvaux is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. And music you're listening to right now. And by the way, James Goodlett just released a brand new CD. Just a new thing. And I have not had an opportunity to listen, but I got the invite. We'll share some of that music with you in a future broadcast. James Goodlett, the master behind the music you're listening to right now. For all of us associated with the News Hour, my name is Michael Libby. We'll be back, God willing, Monday at 5 o'clock with more business news from the nation, region, and our long-form business interviews. Until then, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.